Ready? The meeting is back in session, and I understand, the meeting is back in session. The meeting is back in session, hello? And I understand from Janet that she is satisfied with, or that may be mischaracterizing, but she's fine with not having the discussion of the phone as we had set up in the agenda previously, and so that we can move to the PNB report.
Could I just say one quick thing?
Sure.
All right. So I wanted to thank everybody who worked on the budget. I know it's really, really hard work, and no matter what direction you're coming from and what your preferences are, but I would like to request that the budget that was presented today be sent email to the LSB. Thank you.
Burton? You need your microphone.
Oh, thank you. I would speak for a moment personally, and I would like as many, I would invite all of the board to join me in this. I am so grateful to you, Maria, and to you, Barbara, for putting all this together. It was mind-blowing to understand it. I can think of what it was like to prepare it so that I could understand it. Thank you. And I also want to thank, in a separate sense, Margie, who has been putting the national office in order as far as we're concerned for free. And if I just want to say to all three of you, thank you so very much.
Okay, the PNB report.
Okay, well, as you could tell from my earlier digression, I could talk for a really long time. But I've decided to deal with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 issues.
Understanding that we have to be out of here at 4 o'clock, all packed up.
Oh, we have to get
and
done.
Yes,
okay.
We have to get done, and other people will want to speak.
Okay. So so I'm going to talk about the hiring freeze, elections, the ED hire, and the question of evaluations and personnel files. On the hiring freeze, at a board meeting on October 2nd or 3rd, I forget what night that was, the board passed a motion that was brought to us by Director Fuentes that said that there was a hiring freeze in Pacifica. I have to back up and just say that there had been a hiring freeze in effect, because of that, but it wasn't being adhered to. Okay, so now we had a clear directive, a hiring freeze, and it gave myself as the IED and Raul Salvador as the CFO the authority to approve hires at the local stations, and that any hires in the national office would have to be approved by the PMB itself. And I sent it out the next day to all of the general managers, and got more response than I've ever gotten to an email to the general managers. Anyway, but anyhow.
Sure.
And of course, one of the first questions I got was from Quincy, who had prepared to announce that day the hire of Laura Privis's PD for KPFA. So Raul and I had a conversation about it. We reviewed the facts of the situation, the fact that Summer Reese had in fact approved going ahead with the hire in an earlier period when we were discussing hiring freezes, and that that Quincy had made significant preparations at the station for dealing with this, having taken a cut in his own salary and being prepared to lay off a couple of people and looking at other ways to make sure that that this was not an untenable expense for the station. Oh, Lord have mercy. Okay.
What, Andrea?
Can I motion to extend?
No, because we've been told that we have to.
No, just to extend her speaking part.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Thank
you. I'll go as fast as I can.
Right.
On the same day, we declined to approve hires at another station, which were attempts. Which were I have to be careful how I say this. Which was an a request to convert people who had been working as consultants to regular career employees. We had some questions about whether the station could afford those conversions. We had questions about whether those people had been hired through an open hire process. There were a number of questions about it, so we declined those. Since then, we've not had any additional requests for hires, although I will say that I've heard that people are talking about making hires at various stations, and I have been reminding people that we have a hiring freeze in effect and hires have to be approved. On the elections, the election committee is going to present to the PMB at our next meeting a proposal for going forward with the elections with a delayed schedule. And I don't want to go into any detail about that, but I want you all to know that it's in the works. It'll be on the discussion will be on the open session of the PMB meeting, the next PMB meeting, and I think that the Elections Committee would be happy to share with anyone that proposal. I have to say that the personnel files in the National Office are in a total mess. We have many people who are being paid without any signed authorizations in their files. We have many people for whom we have no emergency information, for whom we have no record of their selection of benefits. It really is pretty terrible. I have a friend who is has been a CFO for a major union for many years and knows a lot about these things, who is giving me advice, and we're going to clean it up. One of the terrible things that happens in Pacifica is that hardly anyone ever gets an evaluation. So it means, for example, that it's very difficult legally to fire somebody who is incompetent but who has never had an evaluation. And so one of the things I'm going to urge the organization to do is to try and figure that out. I'm going to start with the national office, and I'm going to get job descriptions for people who work for the national office and do evaluations, hoping to set a good example for the rest of the network. That's the end of my report.
Janet.
Just to add a little bit about the elections. So I'm on the election committee, and there's also a timeline working group that I'm on. And I'm basically tasked with the timeline document. And so where it's at right now for the delayed, now we're calling it the delayed election, which was going to happen in 2013, didn't happen. It's not happening this year. And the timeline we're talking about now would have it finished sometime in July or August, depending, of 2015. I know, but there's an election in 2015 that's supposed to happen just for that. So there's also discussion about combining the two so that it would cost less. Whether that can happen or not, I don't know. But anyway, that's what's happening.
Brian?
So I work on the Finance Committee. We're going through the same process you've just lived through with all of the stations, the National Office, and the Archive. I think there's been a couple points of progress. So we have switched from opportunity-based spending at the National Office, which was they get a 20% cut of everything that comes in and then figure out how to spend it in their budget, to need-based budgeting, which is they figure out what the smallest budget is they can live on, and then we figure out how to divide it up among the stations, which is the new formula we're operating under. For almost every station, that formula is saving them money. We did the same thing with the Pacifica Radio Archive, which results in similar savings. And I think for both the Archive and the National Office, it also results in more certainty, because the money coming in is now a fixed expense for the stations that they're expected to pay whether a given fund drive tanks or it exceeds its goals. So National knows what it's supposed to count on coming in. The stations know what they're supposed to count on coming out. And we'll see how it works out. the new CFO, Raul Salvador's intervention seemed to have had a salutary effect on some of the stations that were really struggling with financial planning. We now have a pretty reasonable looking budget for WPFW, which was one of the major bleeders in the network up until recently. We're making a lot of progress with WBAI. We've already approved a budget for KPFT at the committee level, and the committee, as far as I could tell, was pretty happy with the last draft of KPFA's budget. We decided to hold off on a vote because the local board was going to get a bite at it pretty soon. KPFK is still a mess. They had, shortly before the turnover at the national office, fired a business manager there. And the people covering those duties don't seem to have been able to perform any of those functions adequately. So that's where we are. We are late with budgets, but I think we're getting pretty, the budgets are forcing a lot of good conversations about what it will take to operate each station sustainably.
Jose Luis, did you want to add anything?
So on the earlier question on the CPB, one of the things that is getting us is that we create in the LSBs these advisory committees, and these advisory committees that other stations do not give notice of when they're having meetings. So it's these committees need to start giving notice when they're having meetings 7 days beforehand and other broadcastings. I believe that the CAB is also involved in this. So CAB, if they're having meetings, they need to give them 7 days in advance. Now, on the governance committee, there's bylaws amendments going on, proposals. So that's one thing. On the personnel committee, hiring an ED, the personnel committee is stuck with coming up with a process and timelines. Announcements are out. It's just not getting much done. And on the audit committee, lastly, the audit committee, well, the old administration is giving us trouble giving us minutes of when they were in control, and the auditors want those minutes. So we're, but the audit is taking place. It's just being stuck and slowed down by the old administration.
Andrea.
Well, it sounds like there's a lot going on, and I know that it's difficult to move forward proposals, but I'm still harboring this hope that there might be a Pacifica membership proposal coming. Do you remember that one? Where the idea was that we would create content, like internet-based content, and folks would join Pacifica to support all this whole concept and be able to reduce the amount of central services payments that each station would have to do because Pacifica would independently raise money. So I guess I want to just ask our representatives to consider it. There's been a proposal for a few years. It's a slow-moving proposal, but I just want to bring it back, just revive it, and put it in your head. What's that?
Okay, any more discussion questions on the PNB report? Yes, Burton. No. Yes? No. Seeing none, I'm going to move the agenda. Yeah, wait a minute. What? Well, I don't know. What was your... No, yes. Yes. Yes, no, the CAB report, yes. Go ahead. Here.
Please.
Two minutes.
Hello. Okay. The Community Advisory Board has been working with different organizations, and we're continuing to do outreach. So many organizations in our signal range and wanting to get information. But I think the thing that I really want to bring to you today is this question of local community news. And when there are meetings like in Berkeley about tasers where people are looking at, 55,000 volts and that those kill people, and that Berkeley is one of the few cities that doesn't have tasers. You know, those kinds of issues, there was a large march in Haiti, in San Francisco about Aristide and Haiti. And I noticed that at the climate change rally, it was reported on the 6 o'clock news that there were hundreds of people there when there were actually thousands. So we really want good local representation of the news. And I think it's how do we build this network? How do we work together to build a network? Because that, I think, is one of the biggest issues that is tearing the station apart, is how do we find a way to have local news that represents our signal? So, and I also want to, in connection with that, support audio, let you know that the Community Advisory Board supports live audio video streaming. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you.
Move where you're doing.
Let's do the KFCF report.
Okay.
Can I?
We can end at 4 o'clock. We got the
I just want to, in response to that report, can we put local programming, local news on next agenda, on the agenda meeting? I'd like to move. I'd like to have that happen.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
Yeah. Okay. KFCF report.
Okay. I moved over to the mic. Not a whole lot happening at KFCF. Been fairly uneventful month. But I'd like to take 10 seconds of my time and ask that we all have 10 seconds of silence in memory of Paula. Because we all forgot to mention that earlier, and I think we should.
No, we didn't.
Well, did we mention it here at the meeting?
Yeah, that's all right.
Okay, yeah.
But we'll still do it. Okay. Thank you.
Paula Presente.
Okay.
Move your adjourn.
All right. Second. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Another unanimous vote.
Brian? You were reluctant about...